We are now up to Simon Reish Lamed Dalid, and that's what we're going to be doing. Harotza lispal al mincha gdola mincha ktana. Someone feels like davening mincha twice. Once mincha gdola at a half hour after chatzos midday, and one time mincha ktana, which is after within 2.5 hours of shkia. Ein roi lo lispal rishus. He doesn't have the right to daven rishus. Ella hagdola. Only the mincha gdola. That means he should daven the mincha ktana as the chov, and the mincha gdola as the rishus. V'im yispal hagdola chova. But if he did it the other way around, that he daven the mincha gdola as a chov, lo yispal mincha ktana ki in rishus. You can't daven two chovas. So that ideally the mincha gdola should be a chov because that's not the ikar's man tefillah. If not, then you can make either one of them. If you made the mincha gdola the chova, the ktana will be the rishus, or vice versa. Avalein roi lispal tfilis rishus elam kein makir ba'atzmo shu zohir v'zoris v'omid b'daito l'chavin b'tfiloso marosh v'atzof below hesach adas. The only time that you're allowed to daven a tfilis nadava is if you know that your mind doesn't stray, you're always focused. But if you're not going to be mechavin properly, then Hashem doesn't want that kind of extra davening. The Mishnah Berurah points out that here with mincha gdola and mincha ktana, even though generally speaking you're supposed to daven at tefillas chova before nedava, since mincha gdola is a b'dievet time, you daven that as rishus and the mincha ktana as the chova. Now the Ramah, Ein lomer ashrei shekodem mincha l'kashish minyan bebeis hakneses k'dei sheomer olav hakadosh lefnei hamincha shekosvu shenogu. That's the first thing, and that is that you should wait that there be 10 people in the shul to say ashrei so the kadosh can be say afterwards. If not, they should just say a few psukim or another mizra once you have a minyan. Yes, shekosvu shenogin lomer parshas atomid kodem ashrei shel tefillas amincha neged tomid shel bein harbayim uminig yofehu. The Ramah brings the minig of saying the tomid before ashrei. Some say after ashrei, we paskin before, and the Mishnah Berurah adds to that also the minig of saying the ketores before ashrei. Unless, of course, it's late and you're going to miss you'll miss the zman. Now, what happens if you ended up davening mincha quite late and you finish just before tzeisa kachavim? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you can't say the kaddish tiskabel at tzeis already, because you can't say a tiskabel on a tefillah that took place on a different day. And once night comes, it's a different day. Whereas if you finished mincha by night, then you can say tiskabel because you finished mincha within the same period. You finished it at night. Further, in shachah beis, in shachah v'lo espal mincha mespal ar v'shnayim v'omer ashrei kodem hatfila shi tashlumen hatfilas hamincha. What you do is, if you didn't daven mincha, so you have to daven two marivs, and the second mariv, which is in place of mincha, that you'll have to say ashrei before.